You want it? Well, you got it.
What, you want some of this?
You're in the mix with
the Anointed One.
Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise! Everybody, come on! Find yourself some place and dance before the Lord. Don't say,
I will sing.
Nothing. This passion in my soul. Come on, let's sing it again. It says, I will dance, I will sing. Come on, everybody.
I will dance, I will sing, and be
great before
me.
Come on. It's hindering this passion.
Show the world the way you're back. First, give me the
Sometimes when I bow down, I'm on the way, Lord. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., let the Holy Spirit have its way. I am radio host Faith, gospel music at its best. Look, have you been reading God's words, and walking in your calling? Then you can expect great things to happen for you today.
Something I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Him in my soul. something. I may not know and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Ooh, His love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can see Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, yes. God is real. God is real, for He has washed and made me whole.
Jesus.
Good morning, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am radio host Faith. It's 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back with more gospel music right after our station ID.
Somebody lift your worship all over this room.
First on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Y'all put your hand together, come on. Everybody. Look around, listen, another
blessing is coming my way.
You ought to say,
oh,
every time I look around, another
blessing is coming my way.
Y'all need to clap your hands for me, listen.
Yeah.
blessing. When I wake up in the morning,
another blessing.
I thank God for it. John, you don't mind when you help me sing.
Every time another blessing.
I look around. Another blessing, y'all.
Another blessing.
Sometimes when I can't pay my bill, I go to the mailbox.
Another blessing.
Hey, I found a check in there.
Let's go to church.
Oh.
turn it down. Oh, oh, oh. I decree and declare. Dr. D.K. Craig used to say, when I was a young man, if you hold out and hang in there, I got a feeling in the midst of everything you're going through, that everything, help is on the way. If you hang in there and hold out, it's gonna be all right, baby. It's gonna open the window. Bring the change.
Somebody worship the Lord in this place. Open your mouth and worship. Father, we worship you. Oh God, let your kingdom come, let your wealth come.
Lead us not into temptation.
Lead us not
into
You got the hottest station in the world. The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. It's 15 minutes before 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Faith. Did you tell God thank you for blessing me this day?
Oh, indwells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes, sir.
But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power.
Right on,
everybody clap your hands in
I pray that you are enjoying the music this morning. I am your radio host, Faith, playing the old and new music. We are right at the top of the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for listening. Now back to more gospel music.
I do have a try. pressure. COVID-19. Say, let's get to the point. So I need everybody there. Let me hear you clap your hands. Let me hear you clap your hands. Let's have a little church. Come on, church. Let me hear you clap those hands. When I say, God is what I like about the Lord. He's the only man I know that may not come when you want him, but when you need him most, he'll be on time. Talking about my God. I'm talking about my God. I said, I got one question that I want to ask you. I need you to tell me the truth. I want to know, ain't the Lord all right? 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 Have you been good to you? Have you been good to you? Won't God make the way? Won't God make the way? What I'm getting ready to do, I'm gonna call every day of the week. When I call your day, then you got the victory. You ought to get up on your feet. Email, text somebody, say that's my day. Then I got the victory. I said somebody got it on Monday, talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Tuesday, still talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Wednesday, somebody got it on Thursday. Do you know your day? Do you know your day? Somebody got it on Friday, somebody got it on Saturday. Sunday. But the Lord laid his hands on me. He touched me on the crown of my head. It ran all the way down to the shoulder of my feet. My feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not too cute today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did, that the Lord did for you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again, ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Never know who got all power. Help me say, Jesus. Help me. Call him. Help me. Call him. There's power, healing, deliverance in the name. Deliverance in the name. Bishop Rand told us there's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the truth. Sweetest name, it's the sweetest name. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us, he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer. The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone. No time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. I went down on my knees, I call him. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Ow, Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. I said, thank you. Right now. Right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you know it, give him your best praise out there.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Down.
Okay, Lil Down.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, dog. What up?
Huh?
Hey, who this is?
Who this is?
Hey, what up, dog?
Huh?
Hey, dawg, I holler at you for a second, player.
Who it is?
Hey, check this out, dawg. I ain't trying to be fun or bust your bubble or nothing, dawg.
Who?
Hey, dawg. Hey, dawg, it's my girl over there, dawg.
Who it is?
Hey, dawg, it's my girl over there, man.
Huh?
Hey, dawg, it's my girl over there, man. Hey, dawg, I ain't no... Tell I love her, dawg. I synced over your crib, dawg. What happened, though? I ain't trying to call your house with no mess or nothing, dawg.
Hey, I believe you got the wrong number,
no,
man.
No, dawg. Who this is? This Melvin, dawg.
Yeah.
I got the right number, dawg. I found your number in her purse, dawg. Hey, dawg. Check this out.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who is your girl?
Lestine, dawg.
Who?
Lestine, dawg. You know my girl name, dawg.
Lestine.
Hey, dawg. Check this out. Tell my girl to come home, man.
I don't even know her, man.
Check, dawg, I seen her in your car, dawg.
In my car? I ain't even got no car.
Well, whoever car y'all was in, dawg, dawg, this is all I need to know, Mib. My good, dawg.
No, home, dawg, you got the wrong one.
No, dawg, you the dude, dawg.
No, you got the wrong one.
You ever seen a dude in a green Cadillac ride up and down your street?
Green Cadillac?
See, I see you, dawg. You don't be seeing me, dawg. My girl just straight up be disrespecting me, dawg. I ain't trying to have it, dawg. Tell her to come home, dawg.
No, man, I'm at my mama's house. I don't even know what's happening.
Check this out. I live with my mama now, too, dawg.
I don't know what's happening, though. Who it is?
Dog,
you still ain't told me who you was.
Hey, dawg. Hey, check this out, dawg. And you can tell me this. My girl got a tattoo on.
No.
Dawg, you know my girl, dawg.
I don't know no Celestine.
Dawg, Celestine, put on the phone, dawg.
Ain't nobody in with me, man.
Hey, I ain't trying to be funny. Call your mama in the house, but it's going to be me and you when I see you, dog. All
right.
Let me speak to your mama now.
She ain't him.
Dog, it's going to be me and you, dog. I'm going to put my foot so far up your tail. Your breath going to smell like shoe polish, dog. I'm going to get you,
right.
Dog.
That's all right. That's all right.
Uncle Melvin.
Huh?
This is Rick.
I know.
This is Rick, Buck, and Ray Ray.
Huh?
Hey.
Hey. Hey,
we got you on the radio.
I don't know what's happening.
You thought, hey, old player, you?
Huh?
You know which one of your women you were talking about?
I ain't got no Celestine. I know them, but I ain't got no Celestine, though.
Go to church with
them. I mean, I got a few of them, but I ain't got no Celestine.
Player, player.
Huh?
You better check the middle now.
I promised God that I would let it shine. Little light,
let it shine.
Let it shine.
Oh, this light,
yes, sir. This light of mine. Yes, I will.
Let it shine.
Oh, this
light of mine.
Oh, Lord. God, light shine.
Oh,
oh,
Lord,
you know I
let it shine.
Lord, hey, yes, I will. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Oh,
this light of mine.
I will let it shine.
Well, this little light of mine.
Let it shine.
Now, let it shine.
brought me, that brought me, saved us far. But then grace, I know grace, every day. Mm-hmm. We're gonna lead me right on. You know this light of mine, light of mine. You know I.
Keep on toiling, yeah, toiling through the storm and rain. Watchfully and patiently wait,
shall they wait?
Oh, until my Savior come again. When I see them swing open, Lord, let me in. Oh, pray, keep me fit for service. Oh, it helps me up on every hand. Lord, I have stood a many a trial. One day, Lord, I know I'll understand. Whoa,
I pray, Lord,
yes, trust in
the word.
Lord, keep me from the past. I know the angels kept me, Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven. Saying, weary, weary soul, come on in.
Everything always go that way, but I pray both night and day for Jesus to roll my burdens away. Sometime I'm up, sometime I'm down, sometime level with the ground. But if I trust in His word, I know His word will never pass away. Oh yeah. God's word shall never pass away. Oh Lord,
Yeah. Sunday morning, oh, this Sunday morning, spread me over and another year. Well, death walks up through the Santa's gate. I believe you have waited now a little too late. Your feet were not 102. Have a narrow chance of you ever put through. They cried, oh, death. Crying, oh, death in the morning. Oh, death. Yeah, spare me over in another year. Hey, what is this I see? Cold ice and hands all over me. He said, I am death, no one can excel. I opened the doors of death in hell and cried, Lord, death. Now, oh, death in the morning, oh, death. Death spared me over in another year. No, you heard God's people sing and pray. You would not heed, you just walked away. You would not even bend your knee. Now you got to come and go with me. They cried, Lord, death. Now, death in the morning, oh, death. Just spare me over another year. Well, I'm gonna fix your feet so you cannot walk. Fix your tongue where you cannot talk. Close your eyes and you cannot see. And you got to come and go with me. To cry, Lord, death. Now, oh, oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. Death spare me over another year. Well, devil, consider my age and do not take me in this stage, because all of my wealth is at your command. If you just remove your cold, icy hand, you cry, no, no. Now, oh, death in the morning, no, oh, no. Lord, spare me over in another world.
And now, let's join Pastor Rayshon McCoy, pastor of the Berean Holy Temple Church, Garner, North Carolina, with its continuation message, What Defiles a Man Fell.
Verse 32, he says, hear this, Jeremiah, tell them I'm against those who have prophesied false and made up dreams, says the Lord, and have told them and have made my people error and go astray by their lies and by their reckless boasting. Yet I did not send them or command them, nor did they benefit and enhance from what I did not give them. Other words, he says, Jeremiah, my judgment is against the false prophets, against these guys who have preached their thoughts instead of preaching my word. He says they preach their own ideas and they preach their own false dreams and lies. He says here, and by them preaching this, they have led my people astray, and I did not send them, and they did not help the people. He says they mocked at my word and the true prophets that had a burden of proclaiming the gospel. Other words, he was trying to say here, and you can go back and read it in the King James. I was trying to give a better explanation to help you to understand, but praise the Lord, I think you got it. He was saying here, he is against these false prophets that lies. Now, understand something. What we're trying to get to in this sermon is that Satan is utilizing men and women to steal souls from the kingdom of God. What are you talking about, Reverend? I'm going to explain a little bit more in depth detail, but I want to set the stage up so you can see where we're coming from. Here, we got people that are trying to find who Jesus really is. They want to know who Jesus really is, but because of the lying and prophets that are in the way and the false preachers that are in the way, they have stole the hearts of the people to follow them instead of following God. I know what I'm talking about because the thing here that I want to show you is that the other part to really show you the example of how these false prophets and these false teachers are operating, Jesus talked about this in John chapter 10. Oh, come with me to John chapter 10, and I'm going to show you something here. In John chapter 10, Jesus let it be known in verse 10 that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I want to show you something. When Satan utilized men to try to defeat the work of God, those men who are not saved, those men who profess salvation with their mouth, but their behavior showed that they are not saved, these men and these women of God seem to be very influential into the church. They have a lot of influence in the community, and what they're doing is they are stealing the words of the Lord, making it seem as if though they are the mouthpiece for God, persuading those innocent people who is trying to find God, who don't have a good understanding of the Lord, and they are persuading them to come in and follow them. Jesus here, when he made the statement, he was preferring to those Pharisees in chapter 9. Those Pharisees in chapter 9, praise the Lord, got upset because the little blind boy who was born blind that Jesus healed would not deny that Jesus was God's son. Oh, they wanted him to deny. They wanted him to deny that Jesus was a miracle worker, that Jesus was the son of the living God. They went on to say that the Lord Jesus himself was a sinner. They kept saying stuff like, we know what God said to Moses, but we don't know what God has said to Jesus. You go back and read it because time won't allow me to elaborate. But I do know that because of what happened in John chapter 9, it brought John chapter 10 to life. This is when Jesus began to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door in the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is, watch this now, a thief and a robber. He goes on to say, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter, and that word porter means God and the Holy Spirit, openeth, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And listen to what he says in verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. In verse 6, when he made this statement, after he made this statement, we'll find in verse 6, that they did not understand the things that Jesus was saying. Who didn't understand? The Pharisees didn't understand it, and the disciples didn't quite understand it. So now Jesus says in verse 7, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. There go thieves and robbers again, but the sheep did not hear them. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. Then he says, the thief cometh not for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. What I want you to see here is that there is a lot of false sheep. There is a lot of false shepherds, that have tricked people to following them. And I want you to understand something that the Lord revealed to me. But Jesus said this in this passage, and you go back and read it at your leisure. But he let it be known that God owned the sheep, and that by him being the chief shepherd, he was the overseer over the sheep. And the Holy Spirit was the superintendent that lead and guide the sheep. But we also have under-shepherds, which are me and others who are true-born believers who have been called by God to do his work. We are under-shepherds, and our job is to point you to the chief shepherd, who is Christ himself. I don't have no salvation to offer you, but I can point you to the one who has salvation. I don't have eternal life to offer you as a under-shepherd, but the chief shepherd have eternal life to offer you. I cannot send you to heaven or hell as a under-shepherd, but the chief shepherd can send you to heaven and can send you to hell. Oh, I need somebody to pray for me. Other words, he was trying to get them to see him that you got some thieves, you got some under-shepherds that are misleading and deceiving God's sheep. And what they're doing is they're trying to steal the souls of the innocent sheep. They're trying to steal the souls. They're trying to steal those who are trying to find who Jesus really is. And I want to encourage you that are involved in ministries. I know somebody's mad because I'm saying this. Well, we done been through a pandemic, and now the church is about to open up. And I come to tell you, no church can go back the same way that it was before coronavirus. Oh, it's got to be some real church now. It's got to be some preachers that's going to tell the truth and going to tell people that you can't live in sin and think that you can come in here every weekend and shout and praise God and still practice sins when you leave. I'm going to be the first preacher that you will hear today will tell you, you will bust hell wide open if you're going to be playing with God that way. Oh, but what Jesus was saying him in this verse as I get ready to try to vacate this place here, he says here that these false preachers and prophets, they have come with the intention of stealing what don't belong to them. And that is stealing the souls of the innocent sheep. Well, the question is, how do they do this? How do they sneak and they steal the soul of the innocent sheep? We come to find out they steal these innocent sheep by demonstrating how loyal they are to the sheep, how they make strong efforts and they give their energy and they praise the sheep. Oh, but they're setting the sheep up for failure, because what they're saying is, if I've been loyal to you, I need you to be loyal to me. They ain't said nothing about Christ being loyal to you, and you need to be loyal to Jesus. But they're setting the stage because they want your possessions. They want your money. They want you to recognize them. They want you to praise them. They want you to honor them. But they are leading the sheep away from the restrictiveness of Christ. That word restrictiveness is they are leading people away from the progressiveness of who Jesus is, the indulgence of how we need to indulge in him. They are leading people away from, listen to this, the restrict behavior that comes with following Jesus Christ. Oh, that seems to be something that nobody wants to deal with, because they're afraid to tell people that you can't sleep around and shack up and steal and kill and do all this stuff, messing with people's reputation. They want to avoid all of that until they are offended by it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But they turn around and they play this mind game with you and have you thinking that because they've been faithful and loyal to you, you got to be faithful and loyal to them. And this is the question that I want to ask. Why should I be loyal to a man that's not loyal to Jesus Christ? Oh, somebody don't hear me. He can sin, he can cuss, he can sleep around, and he still expect me to be loyal and respect him as God's man. No, I don't do that, because now I'm following this man And he, me and him both are blind. I'm reminded what a man says, we got a lot of blind preachers. We got blind preachers like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. Oh, my God. One is the pastor, and the other one is his assistant, and they're leading the whole group of people into the gates of hell. I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, those who are defiled are people that steal away what belongs to the Lord. Now, I know somebody may say, well, you can't steal from God. Yes, maybe you think you can't steal from God, but according to what Jesus is saying, these false prophets and false preachers are persuading people, taking their mind off who the chief shepherd is, and putting the people to follow them as under shepherds. Oh, they do this, and they do this because Satan is working through them. When Satan works through an individual, that individual have stolen the souls of the innocent. He knows how to spiritually abuse the victims. He knows how to spiritually dehumanize the victims. He puts those that are victims at risk. He calls these people to have their spirit robbed. They don't have no joy. They don't have no peace. They don't have no assurance that the Lord is all they need. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when a man robs the faith of another man, God is saying, I'm more adamant to kill you than I am to kill the one that stole bread because he was hungry, or because he took money from somebody who he felt that would never miss it. Oh, but when you mess with the soul of a man, you are on dangerous ground. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the only man on this earth, or the only men or women on this earth that claim to be a spokesman for the Lord, they are more dangerous than the president. They're more dangerous than the governor. They're more dangerous than the mayor that looks over the cities. And the reason why they're so dangerous is because they monitor the souls of men. When you monitor the soul of another man, you don't realize the danger that you are in, because what you pour into that man's spirit will manifest out of that man's body. And if you've been teaching bad doctrine, and if you've been teaching bad things, and have caused people to look at you, then looking into the hills which cometh their help, you a dangerous leader. Souls say yes. And what Jesus was trying to get them to see, that Satan come to steal. He worked through men, and he steal you. He steal you away from the real meaning of God. He steal you away from the real meaning of salvation. And then he turn around and kill you. He feed you a bunch of lies. He feed you a watered-down word. He feed you a word that will kill you, making you think that you can still sleep around, making you think that you can still shack up. And when you die, all you got to do is say, Lord, I know you are merciful. Let me come on in. But I heard when Jesus says, on that day when they stand before me, he says, two things I will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in as I get ready to lead you here. I hope I gave you enough information that you can go search the scriptures for yourself. But I come to tell you that those that are introducing bad doctrine that has stole your soul and killing you with bad doctrine, they are leading you to a destructive fold. They're leading you to the gates of hell. But I'm so glad, I said I'm so glad that I studied for myself, and I realized that the word of God, it is true. Yes, the word, it would cut you, but it'll also heal you. The word would take you off the bad path and put you on the right path. So say yes, but I'm so glad that Jesus says in the end of verse 10, he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the reason I can thank God for Jesus. That's the reason I can praise God for what he allowed his son to do on the cross. He allowed his son to come in the flesh and walk this earth and demonstrate what it's like to live holy among a messed up, confused world. And I want you to know those that's on this list that practice stealing your joy, stealing your happiness. I want you to know danger trails you and is on your back. So say yes. But as I close, try to close this part of the series, I want you to understand that Jesus, he came to give us life, to give us hope, to give us a better way. He came to give us satisfaction. He came to secure us, to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. So say yes. I'm so glad that when he came, he gave me love. He put joy. He put peace. He put long-suffering. He put gentleness and goodness and faith along with meekness, temperance, and control. Souls say yes. I got to go. I got to get up out of here. I want to serve warning. If you're one of those that are stealing, that proves that you are defiled. But I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad. You might get tired of me testifying, but I'm so glad that he cleaned me up from the inside out. I'm so glad that he purged me with his, that I may be clean. He washed me, and I'm whiter than snow. That's the reason I can praise him. I can lift him up. I can magnify his name. Is there anybody that's listening to me that know what it feels to be rooted and grounded and cleansed from the inside out? I believe out of the 54 subscribers of a real holy temple, there's got to be 30 that can praise God that you don't think like a thief. You don't think like an adulteress. You don't think like a fornicator. You don't think like an evil thought. But you think like Jesus. Souls say yes. Souls say yes. I'm about to have a preaching fit. I know it's been a while since I've been before you, but I still got joy in the midst of being ridiculed, talked about. People think I'm not qualified to be a pastor. But let me tell you something. no man does not save, sanctified, and got the Holy Ghost. If you don't have that, you're not qualified. But all of us in our own right, all of us that are sanctified, we are qualified to lead people to the Lord. So say yes. I got to go, boys. I feel a shouting fit, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. My mind came open to the real Jesus. My mind came open to the chief shepherd. And I'm so glad, as an under shepherd, I'm pointing you to the chief shepherd. It tells in the story that when the sheep follow the shepherd, help me, Holy Ghost, when the sheep follow the chief shepherd into the pastures, we are able to go out in and out and graze in the fields. But he tells me, anybody that tried to steal the sheep, read the story. He said, if you come in any other way except through the door, you are a thief and a robber. The reason why I made that statement, that so many people that think they can get to heaven without coming through Jesus, not so much as Muslims, not so much as Jehovah's Witnesses, but I'm talking about those people that's in the body of Christ that think they can smoke, think they can drink, think they can cuss, think they can commit fornication and practice adultery. They think that they can get in the kingdom practicing that. But I got news. I got news. Unless you come through Jesus, you can't get in. Because when, I got to go, boys, when you come through Jesus and he moves in, he moves out all that smoking. He moves out all that dipping. He moves out all that drinking. He clean up your vocabulary. He clean up your attitude. You don't get mad and try to get even. When he wash you, when he wash you and make you whole, you have power to do the will of God. I got to go. I got to get out of here. But if you try to come any other way in the kingdom, you are a thief and a robber. Therefore, you represent a defiled heart. Soul say yes. Soul say yes. Come on, saints. Let's rejoice. Come on, saints. Let's praise him. If you know that your heart is clean, I dare you to get up at your seat in your living room, at your kitchen table, and praise him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him for what he revealed, how he revealed unto you who he is. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Yes. Yes. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he saved me. Yes, he did. When I think I wasn't fit to live, wasn't fit to die, on my way to a devil's hell, didn't have God on my side, but I heard a word that condemned my heart, and I got sick of my trifling ways. I came to Jesus just as I was, sick in the head, dirty in the heart, sick in the head, dirty in the heart, but I fell on my knees at the mourner's bed, and I cried, Lord, clean me up. And one thing, when he cleaned me up, I got up, I was light on my feet. I had a praise in my hand, I had a worship in my voice, and my mind been looking to Jesus, who is the author, finisher of my faith. Soul say yes, soul say yes. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him up. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him up. I got 3 more minutes. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him up. Come on and exalt him. Praise God for being clean. Praise God for being pure. Come on. Come on. Hey, yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, right there in your living room. Worship him right now. Worship him right now. Worship him right now. Oh, come on and celebrate the fact that you're not defiled. You're not defiled. Come on and celebrate. I know this might not be a shout message for everybody, but when I think of what he's done for me, I know you're getting tired. I'm not repeating myself because I ain't got nothing else to say. Hey, when I think what he's done for me, I get light in my feet. I get light in my hands. I get light in my feet. I get light in my hands. I got to praise him. I got to praise him. I got to lift him up. I got to lift him up. Oh. Come on. We gonna play the music for you. Hey. Whoa. Oh, come on, come on and praise him. Come on and lift him up. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him up. He's worthy to be praised. Hey, oh yes. Oh. Oh. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. What defiles a man? Self. Father, those who are practicing stealing the joy, stealing people's reputation, people that are stealing people's peace, that have allowed the enemy to utilize them. Father, I ask right now that they be condemned in their hearts and fall out with their wicked ways.
You've been listening to Pastor Rayshon McCoy, pastor of the Bering Holy Temple Church, Garner, North Carolina. Part 2, What Defiles a Man? Self. Certainly be sure to join him right here every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information, you can call 919-389-5571. Or write to the Bering Holy Temple Church, that's P.O. Box 2404, Garner, North Carolina, zip code 27529. We'll be right back with more great gospel music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're looking for some great gospel video? Well, look, you need to tune in every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 6:30 a.m. on the New Spectrum TV, Channel 24, where you...
Fetch the Rope on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
This is for Frank Williams. I will trust in the Lord. Treat every body right. trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord, you got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord, wait a minute. In the Lord, bring it down one more time. In the Lord, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down and he would tell him, he would say, in the Lord, yeah. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God's been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, cry. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it in the Lord? In the Lord. He's a rock in a weary land.
It's gorgeous. And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Somebody out there, maybe it'll work.
You know, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then old man Paul put it up in Philippians 4 and 19 and said that he would supply all our needs. That God would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And all we have to do is to just go to him and ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you ask him, he will give it to you. For Christ and messenger, we'll have to go from
to
here.
Go from
and we'll have to share this love that Christ gave to every one of us. To every one of us. And show someone
show
the Lord.
Someone
and show someone
the Lord.
That's when he came in.
Yeah, he did it for me, y'all.
That's when. Waking up from the pseudo reality, cause now I know my true identity. I'm telling you this time, I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love hard. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time. I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, that was my worst enemy. But I'm part of that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors. Dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up to the true king that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walking dominion. That's why I win.
Yeah. This time, I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time. I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The past and people had me undermined, the Lord. My false prayers and with things they were told. It seemed I was no hope for my own restored. Restrict the face of how the enemy is told. There were times when I didn't want to show my face, but through it all you still cover me with your grace. But now I'm totally healed, to me your glory's revealed. The emptiness of spirit I feel.
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love hard.
Yeah.
This time, I'm gonna live smarter.
Oh.
This time, I'm gonna be even bolder.
Hey.
This time,
this time,
this time.
This time.
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing, willing to run.
the blackness, the blackness.
When I was facing the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody help her.
You took me in and gave me shelter.
Your kingdom of tranquility and peace.
Where your arms can be my shackles.
Everybody clap your hands right here. We will fight and we will win. Come on, SOV, say.
We will fight.
And we will win.
And we will win.
We speak victory.
We speak victory to every trial
we're in. We are overcomers.
We are overcomers.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
No longer defeated.
No longer defeated.
But we're winners now.
We're winners.
Clap your hands right here. Come on, SOV. Woo! We always win. Let's do it one more time. Come on, y'all.
Everybody!
broke right now, but I still see the light.
Come on.
Somebody's listening.
And makes everything okay.
Not long.
There is the American dream. It's only 1%. Nobody needs to really be okay.
Are y'all listening?
Tell me, is that okay?
Say it again.
Life is taking everything that I have.
Are you?
sounds so good tonight. Come on, everybody, say, ooh.